if you would do us the great honor of placing the green jacket on our new champion, Mr. Trevor Immelman.
South African golfer Trevor Immelman finally has that jacket. He won the 72nd Masters Tournament here after staying atop the leaderboard all week.
You know, it still hasn't quite sunk in. I still can't believe I'm sitting in this position, but I'm really thankful for it.
Immelman scored 3 over par 75 during the final round Sunday.
4, please. Trevor Immelman now driving.
That final round happening in blustery conditions, with winds gusting up to 35 miles per hour.
I peeked outside and saw the trees moving around, and I knew it was going to be tough out there for us.
Despite the wind, Immelman finished with a total score of 8 under par 280. Immelman has experienced personal and professional defeats just recently. He has suffered from a variety of health problems, starting with the last Masters in 2007. It was a stomach parasite, and he lost 25 pounds. He still managed to play that year, ranking 55th. His health problems grounded him again just 4 months ago, when a benign tumor was removed from his diaphragm. And it was only last week that he missed the cut at the Shell Houston Open. All of this makes his comeback huge.
This has probably been the ultimate roller coaster ride, and I hate roller coasters.
Immelman's now the champion, knocking down golfing phenom Tiger Woods. Woods came in second, with Immelman leading by 3 shots. The 4-time Masters champion started off the week at even par, and his play was still sluggish in the second round.
I didn't putt well all week. You know, I kept dragging the blade. You know, I wasn't releasing. I wasn't getting the overspin I could normally do. And
he improved in the final 2 rounds, Saturday and Sunday, but he also missed several putts, including one at the tricky 13th hole on Sunday. It looked like he had mastered it. He had made a shot of a raised creek, only to miss the putt when it was close to his target. The second place finish means Tiger won't make good on his promise to win the Grand Slam, all 4 major championships in a year. Not this time.
I learned my lesson there with the press.
Immelman's playing buddy Brant Snedeker landed at 3rd along with Stuart Sink. At the same moment Immelman was donning that green jacket and thanking the crowd, his partner Snedeker, typically cheerful and chatty on the greens, was in a media room shedding tears. He broke down as he talked about his game to the reporters.
You know, I have no clue why I am so emotional. I couldn't tell you. You know, it's just...
But if Snedeker can learn anything from Immelman, it's that comebacks are possible. For GPB News, I'm Marilyn Cheatham in Augusta.